T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Focus on the mayoral race. After another court reversing a decision to allow Buffalo's current mayor to appear on the November ballot, what now? To help us sort through it, we're joined by Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore to sort through what's happened. Ralph, thanks for being with us. We always have a lot of questions because it can be confusing with so many different court cases and appeals going on. Where do we stand right now in terms of who will be on the ballot in the race for mayor of Buffalo?
Well, right now, Indian Walton will be the name which will appear on the Democratic line for the city of mayor race. And there will be also a write-in spot where people can write in the names of another candidate other than Indian Walton if they so desire.
Is there any chance left right now for Mayor Byron Brown to be on the ballot?
Yes. Initially, both the state court and a federal court ruled that the deadlines established by the state legislature for independent nominating petitions was unconstitutional because it was too early in the process and it restricted ballot access. Yesterday, the state appellate court in Rochester disagreed with that decision and overturned the state decision, saying that the mayor had the same opportunities as other candidates but didn't avail himself of that, and that the state had a legitimate interest in setting the deadlines that it did. That decision can be appealed to the New York State Court of Appeals, which is the state's highest court in Albany. Hours after that state decision, the federal appeals court met in New York City and blocked Judge Sinatra's order, which required us to put Byron Brown on the ballot.
Now, the deadline has passed, right, for sending out those ballots to anyone in the military overseas. So the ballot's final, and those ballots are going out soon, right?
Well, those ballots are being mailed today. We're going to mail a little over 1,000 ballots to military and overseas personnel. About 173 of those ballots go to residents of the city of Buffalo. If there is a court decision which would reverse what was done yesterday, we would be remailing ballots out with an explanation as to why people would receive a second ballot. It would apply only to about 173 people. Within the next 2 weeks, we will be mailing out the bulk of the absentee ballot requests to people in nursing homes, people that have requested ballots throughout the year. And we're going to hold off and wait and see what the courts decide before we mail the majority of those ballots, which could be somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 13,000.
Yeah, so, I mean, today was that's a pretty hard deadline for, even though it's a few amount of ballots for those going overseas, and you just mentioned the other absentee ballots. What are those deadlines where whatever the current standing decision is at this point, that's what's going to be the ballot for, whether that's absentees or maybe early voting or election day? Are there a few of those deadlines? Is there one date in mind? What do we have in the future?
Yeah, federal law establishes the deadline for mailing ballots to federal, military, and overseas personnel at 45 days out of the election. We certified the election ballot last week, and today we're going to certify the city of Buffalo mayor's race according to the court decisions and then mail out the ballots accordingly. There is no real deadline with respect to the absentee ballots that are not federal and military. However, we always try to get those out well in advance of the election to allow people an opportunity to return them. Generally, those ballots go out the first or second day of October. We want to mail them out a little earlier this year to take into account delays in postal service and other things that may occur. Yet we're still going to try to wait to make sure that we don't have to resend ballots to individuals, which would just be confusing to the voters.
And Ralph, are you aware of any other candidates that are actively trying to get on the ballot?
Well, we had received calls at the Board of Elections from other candidates within the city of Buffalo and also without the city of Buffalo that had requested information on how to get on the ballot, but nobody has filed any petitions.
All right, Ralph, we appreciate the time this morning. Ralph Moore, Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.